Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Today's message is titled The House of Christ. The other day we looked at the house of God and we saw that Christ is the house of God. Now we want to see the house of Christ himself, the Son of the living God. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3, then we'll begin the reading from verse 1. We have four holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than a house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Amen. He's saying to us that Moses was faithful to him who appointed him. That Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. That Moses was servant of him. But this man is not a servant. He is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And for that reason, he says, he that build the house is greater than a house. This one is the builder himself. And this builder, he says, is God. For he that build all things is God himself. That's what the scripture tells us, that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And that everything was created by Christ Jesus. So he is the builder and maker. In that Moses was faithful in all his house, but as is a servant. He was not to dwell forever. Because he's a man, and men do die. But that this Son of God does not die, that sets him apart. That makes him different. That he is the everlasting one. The one that is of greater glory. Say, when you not turn to this man, then Moses' glory is no glory anymore. Seeing that Moses, though for a season he was shining, and the Israelites could not look unto his face, but they said that thing was to be abolished. But that this man, the Son of God, he said, which house we are? That we are the house of Christ. That Moses was his servant. And then that is the portion given to us that we are to become the house of God by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the house of God. Now we are to be his house. That we on earth men, we are the house of Christ, who is Christ, the Word of God, that created all things. We are his house. Where do we have the Word of God? In the Holy Bible. He's saying to us that for 40 years he was grieved with that generation, the Israelites in the wilderness. That for 40 years he was speaking to them, but they hardened their hearts. They would not let him in because they did not know his way. Though Jesus says, I am the way. So their error became apparent because they did not know he that says, no one can come to the Father except by me. That you are to receive me. I'm the one you are supposed to receive. So they did not receive his word because of unbelief. They did not believe that the word which he gave to Moses, his servant, he said he was faithful in all his house. And to give them the Christ, they would not open to Christ. But see, Moses opened to him. He was faithful. And so he's telling us that after such a long time, he's speaking to us today, that the scripture is calling us. He says, you are my house. I want to enter you. I'm the one to dwell inside you. You are my dwelling place. Dwelling place of who? Of Christ Jesus. Of this word of God. Through what means? Through his spirit. The spirit of the scriptures. Want to dwell in us. But how can we receive that spirit? He says, if you love me, keep my word. Take to the scripture. Believe in me. And then my Father will love you. We will come and make our abode in you. That is how to receive my spirit, saith the eternal God. If you go with me to Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more servant, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. You see, you become a heir of God through Christ. You inherit God. By what means? By Christ. Who is Christ? The Word of God. Which word? The one he gave to us by Moses. He says that you are no longer a servant. You become a child of God. When he sent forth his spirit, what spirit? The spirit of his Son into our hearts. We now know him, the only true God and Jesus whom he sent. That the true God is the word. And this word of God he gave to us by the Holy Bible. He says, when the spirit of his Son, what Son? The Spirit of the Word. Enter your heart. Then you will cry out, Abba Father. You will know your Father. That the Word of God is our everlasting Father. The one that does not die. Adam, the natural, died. That's not the everlasting Father. But Jesus Christ, the Word of God that came down from heaven, is the everlasting Father. Which the scripture says to us, that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He is that Son of God. The Word. The Bible he gave to us. That God gave back to the Bible. And he said he will not send the spirit of the Bible into our hearts. We will know him. That we are to be his house. Through Christ. What Christ? Through the spirit of Christ. Did he want to enter us the same way we have received our natural languages? The language we speak on earth. We have the spirit in us. It's in our heart. It's in our mind. That the spirit of the Bible will be in ours. We will know him. We will know his sayings. When he's speaking to us, we will know what he's saying. And therefore, he said that we will no longer be under tutors. That we were servants, just like one who is going to reign. He is like every other person until the time appointed for him to be put on the throne. He's telling you that God wants you to be an inheritor of God through Christ. He's calling us to come up to receive an inheritance, steadfast, secured in the heavens, an inheritance that abided forever, that faileth not, that we cannot inherit flesh and blood. He said, flesh and blood shall pass away, can never inherit the kingdom of God, but Christ is the inheritor. That when we receive the spirit of Christ, then we have inheritance among the saints. What spirit? The spirit of his Bible. Must enter us. We must know him. Say, from the least to the greatest. There is freedom. For if the Son will set you free, you shall be free indeed, Jesus says. That when the Son, who is the Son, the Word, the Word of God. He's the Son of God. See Romans chapter 8. He said we are house of Christ. That's how we inherit God, through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He says that the righteousness of the law of God was the law of God, the Word of God, will be fulfilled in us who walk not after the carnal flesh, natural. We now walk after the Spirit. Who is that Spirit? The Word of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Word of God is that Spirit, the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why it says you'll be free indeed. Where is that Spirit supposed to be? In our heart. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Son of God. So he said that what we could not do, natural man, could not obey the Word of God, God now sent his Son like us. Jesus came in flesh and blood. He was made flesh. This Word was made flesh. And then made it clear that the sinner, the lawless in the flesh, he obeyed God. He said he was tempted like every one of us, but he didn't sin. And then God now sealed the truth for us in Christ. That the true Son of God is Christ. Is the Word of God. And what are we supposed to do? He said, walk in him. How can you walk in him? He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. That's how to walk in him. Is by faith. You believe in Jesus Christ. Who is Christ? This Word of God in the Bible. And then you walk in him. You move in him. You have your existence or being in him. How can that happen? When he enters you. That's why he says, standing at the door of your heart, knocking to gain an entrance. So that the truth of the Bible will enter you. That this Bible is the Son of the living God. He said, when he enters you, there's no condemnation anymore. Because you're not walking in the natural flesh anymore. You're walking in the Spirit, so you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. You obey God because the Spirit obeys God. He is the Son of God. And then look at it in verse 9 of this Romans 8. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Are you hearing? He said, if anyone don't have the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of God, he is none of his. Does not belong to him. So we need to receive him. Receive who? Receive the Spirit of the Son of God into our hearts. We need to receive the knowledge, is what he's telling us. The knowledge of the Son of God. If we don't know him, we have not his Spirit. So we don't belong to him. That this is life eternal. This is the everlasting life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. That the only true God is that speaker that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. The Word himself, they heard the voice of his Word. And then he gave them the Holy Bible. He said, so that they might know him. And then we become his house. So he commanded them in the wilderness. He said they had in their hearts. He told Moses to tell them that they should meditate on his Word. They should continue in this Word. In a short while, the Spirit will enter inside them. They will know him. They didn't do so. But he found one, Joshua, Caleb was there, that took to the Spirit. He told Moses, these two have another Spirit. They have my Spirit. And therefore, he told Joshua, he says, that thing you have been doing, continue in it. If you continue in these scriptures daily, you will succeed. You receive my Spirit. And so he did. He entered in. Jesus says, strive to enter in. And then let the Spirit enter you. For there is nothing else existing. That you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things shall be added unto you. What kingdom of God? The kingdom of Christ. Who is Christ? The Spirit of God himself. The Spirit of the Bible. He said he will send that Spirit of sonship into you. Crying, Abba Father, that Spirit will be leading you. That's why it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You will no longer be led under the dictates of the elements of flesh and blood. No, you are led by the Spirit of the Bible. You are led by the Word Himself. He leads you. He speaks to you. He guides you. You understand what He's saying. And so He's saying to us that we were created to be His house. That He formed us so that we become the house of Christ, the house of the Word of God. That Adam did not take to it. He formed him from the dust of the ground so that he would dwell in Adam, and through Adam he will be ruling the world. He will be sitting in the seat of power. That the seat of power is our heart, the dwelling place of God. But how will it dwell in us? By Christ, by the Word. That He so loved us, He gave us His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him will not perish but shall have everlasting life. That if Christ sits in you, you can never die, you can perish. For that Christ in you is the hope of glory. That formation that is formed inside you is the hope of glory. That's why it says this in Ephesians chapter 2. Reading from verse 18 of it. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. He said, we all, Jews and Gentiles, is what he's saying, have access to God by one Spirit Himself. Which Spirit? The Spirit of the Son of God. He said that both the Jews and the Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, that everyone that have received the Spirit and the knowledge of the Holy Bible, that this Word of God is the Son of God, he said, both have access. Everyone have access to the Father. For He is the dwelling place of God. And that we no longer become strangers anymore. We are now fellow citizens. He's a heavenly citizen and of the household of God. That we are then built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophet. Who is that foundation? Jesus Christ Himself. The chief cornerstone. That all the prophets, all the apostles were His servants. How? They received Him. They were His house. That's why we have the Bible. Those men received the word, believe it, and they wrote. They were wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And then we now have this Bible that was the spirit of the scripture that was in them. That was in the prophets and the apostles. What spirit? The Spirit of Christ. Was in them. That except we also partaker of the same Spirit, we have no access to God. That we all must partake of this same Spirit that the apostles partook of. This same Spirit that the prophets partook of. That this same Spirit that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob partook of. Is one Spirit. The Spirit that spoke to Abraham. Just one Spirit. Where is that Spirit? In the Bible. In that if we receive Him, then we become the house of Christ. Every one of us. From this one pot of oil. Like the woman was commanded by the man of God, Elisha, that he should shut the door. From that one pot of oil she has, she should fill all the empty vessels he borrowed. We are empty. And God is calling us to fill every one of us from this one pot of oil, which is Christ. This one Bible. That we all will be filled. That we are all made to drink into one Spirit. It's a drink. Then everyone that have drunk of Him, of this new wine, this heavenly wine, are brought into this house, into this body, into Christ. He said, in that day when this happened to you, you will know that I'm in my Father, you in me, and I in you. And that it is through Christ we become the house of God. There's no other way. There's no other way man can be the house of God except by Jesus Christ. Look at the same Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You can see it's one family. Both the angels and men on earth, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Are you hearing? You say you will be filled with all the fullness of God, because in him dwelleth all the fullness of God bodily, who in the Bible is the house of God. Now he says this house of God should enter us. By what means? By faith. We must believe that this word of God is Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God. The faith in him is the salvation. That if you believe in your heart that he is the Lord Jesus, and confess him with your mouth, you shall be saved. You walk in him. You move in him. Where? In the word. He says that I would bring you to my house, so that where I am, you will be there also. We will be in the same house. Where I live, you are living there. Where is he living? In the word. So in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And then we will jointly inherit this God. That's why it says you are joint heir with Christ. What is in Christ? Is in us. By what means? By this one Christ. What was in that pot of oil now went into all the pots of empty vessels. Is it not the same oil? The same Christ, the same Spirit. He says he's him that fill all the holy angels in heaven. He is he that will fill us. He says you shall be equal unto the angels. Who brought about this equality? Christ. This one Christ. He says in Christ there is no male, no female, no Jew, no Gentiles, no born, no free, no poor, no rich. All is Christ Jesus. The spirit of the Bible in one, in every one of us. The angel told John, we are fellow servants. We are brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. That when you receive the spirit of the Bible, you are brought into this house, this family. This one family of God is supernatural. It's amazing house of God. This is what he is calling us into. This house that is eternal. This house that is everlasting. He said, know you not that you are the house of God? See Colossians chapter 3 in verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's how Christ dwells in us. He said, let him dwell in us richly. By what means? By faith. Believe. He said, if you believe in me, you will continue in me. That if you continue in me, in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You will know the truth. How will you know the truth? You will receive my spirit. You will receive the understanding of God. And then you will enter me. I will enter you. It's an in-to-in business. He enter you. You enter him. You walk in him. He walk in you. What a wonderful life. What a blessed life. He said, let the word. What word is in the Bible? That's what he wants to enter us. See 1 Peter chapter 2. I hear what it says, reading from verse 1 of it. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, he said, lay aside the flesh, this is what he's telling us. All of these he just named are the works of the flesh. He said, lay the flesh aside. Verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He said, you also a house. What house? Spiritual house. You have built up a house of Christ. so that you can offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ whom you have received, by the Spirit of Christ in you. You will not offer what is acceptable to God. What is acceptable to God is His word, the testimony of Jesus. He said you now have the testimony of the word. You have the gospel of Jesus Christ. In you, you'll be a witness of Him. Verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. He said that stone is the word that the builders disallowed. What word? This Bible. He says, you newborn babes, as children are born, desiring the milk of their mother. He says, you should desire the milk of he that gave birth to you. Who? The word. You're born of him, born again. And because you are born of him, he said, lay aside flesh and blood and turn to he that gave you birth. If you have him, and you have built a house, that means as you desire him, you drink him, you eat him, you are growing. What is growing? He said Christ is growing you. The knowledge of the new man is growing you. Therefore it is written, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, completely new. That we have built up a house, spiritual house, to house God by Jesus Christ. Through the word. That it is this word that they have stumbled from. They fell. Adam fell from the word. King Saul fell from the word. Satan fell from the word. Everyone who has fallen fell. They stumbled at the word. For the word is God. Which word he gave to us in the Bible. And they go about establishing something else. And therefore they have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Which is Christ himself. Which is this Bible. That you are searching the scriptures, in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of me. This is me, the stone. He said, behold, I lay for a foundation in Zion, a stone. In that stone, he says, is this Bible. Is he another lettering? No. He's the Son of God. He said, want us to eat the truth of this Bible. That the truth of this Bible is Christ himself. That Christ you have been hearing of is this word of God. He said, let him dwell in you richly. Not partially, not hypocrisy. That's why he said, lay aside hypocrisy. Drawing near to God with your lips and Christ is far from you. He said, that's hypocrisy. Let the word of God, let this engrafted word of God be planted in your heart. He said, the sower came to plant. Plant what? Plant this Bible. Where? In our hearts, in our soul, in our mind. So that we will no longer be looking for Christ. Every one of us, from the least to the greatest, will know Christ. From the Jew, the Gentiles, everyone that is of Christ. Know whom he is. That this Bible, this rock, this ancient of days, is the Son of the living God. We believe to be saving of our soul, the angel told. So it is that they did not love their lives unto death. They told the devil, this word is our God forever. He will be our guide to the end. We are his house. We are built to house this word. He said, if you are entering you, you can never perish. Because he that is in you is greater than that which is in the world. The same spirit that is in living in you will raise you up on that day.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.